With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A unanimous Montana Supreme Court has rejected a tobacco industry-funded group's request to rewrite the ballot statement of a citizen initiative to raise the state's tobacco taxes. The opinion by Chief Justice Mike McGrath today says the statement written by the Attorney General's office meets legal standards and will appear as is before voters in November. Montanans Against Tax Hikes had asked the court to reword the ballot statement over its claims the measure's phrasing is prejudicial, incorrect, and will cause confusion among voters. The Attorney General's office said the changes the group asked for were minor and unnecessary. If approved, the measure will raise taxes on cigarettes and snuff and tax e-cigarettes and vaping products for the first time. The money will help pay for the state's Medicaid expansion and other health programs. The Flathead County Sheriff's Office has issued an evacuation warning for a small number of residents near Essex, just northwest of the Isaac Walton Inn along Highway 2, due to the Paola Ridge Fire. Sheriff deputies are notifying affected residents directly after the incoming Type 1 Incident Command Team was briefed on the Paola Ridge, Coal Ridge, and Howe Ridge fires earlier today. That team will assume command of those fires later this week. Highway 2 remains open, but law enforcement urges people to avoid the area if possible or slow down due to smoke and emergency vehicles in the area. The Howe Ridge Fire in Glacier National Park that has destroyed multiple structures on the north end of Lake McDonald is now estimated to be 2,600 acres. Park Fire Information Officer Diane Sein says winds are pushing the fire north, but that there's potential for it to grow in all directions.
The reality is we have active fire on the ground. We have many weeks remaining of fire season, and we will be engaged in controlling this fire as best as we can for many weeks to come.
Firefighter safety and structure protection remain fire managers' top priority. Homeowners were allowed access to their properties on a case-by-case basis earlier today. Yesterday, the Park Service announced that all but one cabin at Kelly's Camp at the far end of North Lake McDonald Road had burned, along with a handful of outbuildings and two boathouses. Firefighters were able to save the historic Wheeler Cabin and the Lake McDonald Ranger Station after both caught fire. Sein says Apgar area residents are now in, quote, ready status, meaning they should create defensible space around structures, assemble emergency supplies, and identify escape routes.
And that's not to be interpreted as any dire concern right now. That's just sort of the reality for everyone who lives in northwest Montana this time of year.
A Type 1 incident management team from the southwest arrived for an in-briefing earlier today and will assume control of the fire later this week. Going to the Sun Road remains closed west of Logan Pass to the foot of Lake McDonald near Apgar. Evacuation orders for Lake McDonald Lodge, Avalanche, and Sprague Creek campgrounds, and about 50 private residences along the north end of the lake remain in place. Glacier has canceled the Logan Pass Star Party scheduled for Friday night due to smoky skies. Pearl Jam's bassist Jeff Ament said in a statement today that he was, quote, the sole conceptualist for the poster depicting a burning White House and what appears to be President Donald Trump's skeleton. The official poster from the band's Monday concert in Missoula is being condemned by Republican groups for its depiction of a dead Trump. The concert was put on to promote youth voter registration and Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester's re-election campaign. Tester's opponent, State Auditor Matt Rosendale, called the poster, quote, disgusting and reprehensible. Officials from Tester's office said the campaign had nothing to do with the poster. Another legal blow has been dealt to the U.S. Forest Service and its plans to thin 5,600 acres near West Yellowstone. Yellowstone Public Radio's Steve Shadley reports.
U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen has ordered an injunction placed on the North Hebgen Multiple Resource Project. That puts another hold on the logging effort that was intended to start this summer on the north shores of Hebgen Lake. Mike Garrity is with the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, one of the groups that filed a lawsuit challenging the project in May. He says logging that part of the forest would harm the threatened Canada lynx.
Their most productive habitat is thick, mature old growth forest. And if you log forests like that, lengths leave for up to 50 years.
Garrity says the judge's ruling also protects grizzly bears in the area. A final ruling still needs to be made in the case. Steve Shadley, YPR News.
A federal bankruptcy judge has approved a plan for the Diocese of Great Falls Billings to pay $20 million to 86 people who said clergy sexually assaulted them when they were children. Edward O'Brien reports.
The bankruptcy plan was approved Tuesday in Butte. The Washington-based Tamaki Law Office represents 36 of the abuse victims. Attorney Vito De La Cruz says Judge Jim Pappas's final order provides at least some closure to the abuse survivors he represents.
It is an acknowledgement by the church that they were victimized. It is an acknowledgement that the church had responsibility in that victimization.
The Eastern Montana Diocese filed for bankruptcy in March of 2017, just months before the first jury trials of sex abuse victims were set to begin. The Billings Gazette reports the diocese is paying $5 million, parishes are paying $4 million, and $2 million is coming from the Catholic Foundation of Eastern Montana. De La Cruz says some of his clients have come to terms with how they were affected by the sexual abuse. Others, he says, will never heal.
Because they were so profoundly betrayed by people who they were taught from a very young age to trust and who were representatives of God on earth.
The bankruptcy plan was approved the same day a sweeping grand jury report from Pennsylvania was released. It accuses senior Roman Catholic officials of covering up complaints of sexual abuse. De La Cruz describes these developments as equal parts depressing and encouraging.
The depressing part is that it has taken this long, decades literally, for the church to be held accountable. The encouraging part is that people are finding the strength and the courage to face the horror of their abuse, step forward, and just like in the Me Too movement, it takes a little bit to get people to understand that they do have rights and that they will be heard.
The Diocese of Helena filed for bankruptcy in early 2014 and settled 360 claims for $21 million. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.